Welcome to Home Space and Reason, a podcast about creating a home that thrives.
Hi there, I'm Christina Browning, your host. If you know your home could be so much more than it is, I discuss home functionality, aesthetics, and automation. I'm a realtor in Portland, Oregon, and a home functionality coach. I geek out on every subject imaginable regarding your home and yard, challenging you to think of your space differently to get the most out of every square foot. I pose questions for you to think through about your space and your reason. This podcast is all positive, offering you virtual fist bumps and celebrating every win. Remember, there's no such thing as perfect, but you can still aim for your best every day. Join me on social media by searching for the handle Space and Reason. In this episode, let's discuss the realization that you have more possessions in a particular space than you need. Let's discuss the ability to edit and what to do with the things you don't want or need. This episode is meant to be revisited every time you need to sort an area and you'd like me to think out loud with you. I want to read you the first paragraph of an article written by Patricia Marks that appeared in The New Yorker, which I will link to below. She says, "Lately, I, a maximalist, have been yearning to be a minimalist. I am not alone. People are stuck in their houses and sick of their stuff," Randy Sabine, who runs estate and internet sales, told me over the phone from Norris, Connecticut. "It's staring them in the face. They have to dust it." A survey conducted by the storage marketplace Neighbor found that quasi-house arrest that we went through a few years back has made 78% of respondents realize they have more possessions than they need. What to do with this first world surplus? Your children don't want it. The son of a friend, when offered his pick of items from his grandfather's estate, an antique clock, an Emmy, he took a toilet plunger. "In my apartment, it's got so cluttered that sometimes when I leave, usually to acquire more stuff, it crosses my mind that I should leave a dear burglar note, urging the intruder to help herself." The article goes on to discuss the many ways to get rid of everything. But I need to tell you, it all requires a good amount of effort, which is why I implore you to really, really think before you buy. Is this something I'm going to have to get rid of in 4 years? Will this add to the clutter and chaos in our house? Do I have the same thing already, but this is just newer and shiny? If so, could I make the one I have shinier, or maybe it just has more character, and that's honestly a good thing. There are so many ways to think about your full drawers and closet to make sense of what to keep and what to gift forward. Sometimes when Michelle and I go to a client's home, we have conversations with them about each item in the drawer or on the mantle. I thought this episode might be especially helpful to play while you're doing the sort. The sort might mean staring at your mantle and posing questions about the 6 things that are there, or it might mean pulling everything out of the closet and asking these questions before putting anything back in it. Instead of grabbing a paper and pen this time, it would be most beneficial to be in the midst of the things that you want to sort through. Questions to ask yourself about this item. So grab an item. Is this useful? Not just to anyone. Is this useful to me? Let's talk about a juicer, for example. I came across two manual lemon juicers at my client's home. She told me they were useful. I asked when she used them last, and she admitted, actually never. So even if it's useful to someone else, if you find that you don't use it, nor does anyone in your household, it is in fact not useful to you. Let's put that in the box to be gifted forward. Next question. Do I have one of these already, or a version of this? You can only use so many large mixing spoons in 1 week, and you probably do the dishes more often than once a week anyway, so that one that you really love is clean. Pick your favorite one or two and gift forward the rest. I'm not talking about mixing bowls that nest when you need several at a time for baking. I'm talking about woks, Instapots, French coffee presses, that old photograph of your great-grandfather. You might have three of them. It's the same photo. I know it's old, but no one else wants it. You don't have to keep it just because it's old when you have one already. I ran into this with a client who just couldn't part with it, even though this was a second copy and everyone else had their own copy. It sits framed on her floor, leaning up against the wall, cluttering up her space. It's so frustrating to her. But she can't get rid of it. Next question. If I keep it, is it worth the square footage it will occupy? That means you're going to have to dust it, clean it, organize it. What is the cost, not financially, the cost of the space? If you don't consider that first before you bring it into your home, this could be where you get yourself in trouble. This is especially true when you have people gifting you large things that they don't even know if you need. This is gifting for the sake of consumerism, to check the box that they bought you something large and extravagant. Great examples of this are, oh, I saw a good deal on an air fryer. Happy birthday! Without having the conversation, if you have one already, or if you really want to spend the square footage to store it, and or if you will even use it. This might be controversial, but in my opinion, gifting to adults, especially someone other than your partner, is setting them up for failure and frustration down the road. Asking the key questions like, what color would I want to commit to if I'm going to keep this for 30 years? Or do we have something similar that could do the same job without buying this giant thing? When adults buy other adults things, you're taking away their ability to ask these sorts of important questions. What that means is it's irresponsible consumerism. Feel free to share this episode lovingly with other adults that may insist on buying for you or your partner. It's uncomfortable in the beginning, but these sorts of conversations are so important to have. They won't be the ones saddled with the mortgage for a larger house because you need more space for all your stuff. They also won't be there helping you to get rid of it in a sustainable way. I love the gift of spending time together, going out to a meal, visiting a rhododendron garden in the spring, or hiking for exercise. Those are the sorts of gifts that you can start to think about. The last question is, will this be a burden to others to get rid of when I die? Oh, baby, this is huge. Because if you keep everything and you have a full house, no matter how far off death may seem to you, if you're not checking yourself in this category, you will have a family that's overwhelmed. Episode 62 is all about Swedish death cleaning. I highly recommend having a listen. I will link it in the show notes. Free Cycle and the Buy Nothing Project on Facebook are two places I highly recommend utilizing, because selling something on Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist, you'll get hagglers and no-shows, making you certainly question what your time is actually worth. If you've embarked on a purge and you find yourself overwhelmed, connect with me and get on my calendar. There's a link in the show notes. I can help you wade through these often emotionally charged decisions and help you make sense of the items and get rid of some of the chaos, one baby step at a time. If you happen to live in the greater Portland, Oregon metro area, I can help you search for your next home with home functionality at the forefront of the buying process. If you need to sell, let's get your home set up to look and function its best to get top dollar for your investment. I'm a realtor in the state of Oregon, so not only can I address the inevitable concerns and questions that arise when you're thinking of buying or selling, but I can add value to the transaction by discussing home functionality, your lifestyle, and solving the puzzle of odd spaces. I'm keeping this episode intentionally short so you can re-listen to this as you're in each space holding the things. Hopefully it helps to give you some clarity. I'll meet you back here for the next episode.